Hello, women of power and spirit. Welcome to this week's discussion. Be sure to grab your journal because I'll give you something to write about and think about at the end of our session today. Since this is our first discussion together, I thought it was appropriate to share with you the very first prescription of heaven that was written in the spring of 2015. Here's what we shared with you. Start each day by saying, I can't wait to see what is going to happen today. I learned something recently from my friend Stephanie James, who is the host of The Spark. It's a radio program, and you would enjoy it, so I recommend you check it out. You energize your life when you give each day a special focus. Focus in your acts of creation carries you beyond what you already know. I like to play with a focus for the week. That's kind of been my thing lately because it's fun to watch how the universe responds. Focus is vital to all acts of creation, and I learned something about that during the weeks that the left side of my face was paralyzed due to the virus that got in my ear. Amazingly, out of my right eye, I could frequently see into other dimensions of reality. And I kept seeing this mass of tangled strings. Now, I want to be really clear. I'm not a scientist. I can't speak to string theory. I can't tell you exactly what it was I was seeing. All I can tell you is that it really struck me deeply. I kept looking to see if the strings centered around something or led to something or created a geometric pattern. But that wasn't the case. The more I observed, the more I wondered about our acts of creation. How often are we kind of rolling along in a tangled web of thoughts, feelings, and beliefs kind of bumping into each other? Our thoughts bumping into our own thoughts and bumping into other people's thoughts, for example. I asked myself, how do you move through the chaos? And what occurred to me was profoundly simple. Focus. You bring your life into clear focus so the energies of creation, the tangled energies of creation, know where to go in alignment with your pure intention. Just days before I contracted the virus, I was flying back from my brother's memorial, and my focus intention for that week was this: the universe provides me with the most delightful surprises. On the plane, sitting next to me, I was visiting with this young man, and we had a long, long conversation, and at one point he noticed I was kind of rubbing my arms because I felt cold, and the moment that a flight attendant walked by, I hadn't seen because I was looking toward the window, and he was sitting near the window looking toward the aisle, so he saw the flight attendant, and he raised his hand, and he asked for a blanket for me, and I thought, oh, I would never have expected that. What a beautiful, delightful surprise he delivered from the universe. Days after I returned home, I was thrilled to get an email from my best friend from high school who I hadn't seen in, I don't know, 15 to 20 years. We figured it out, but I don't remember. It's been a long time. And she reached out to me on my website contact page. So we got on the phone together and chatted like we were still in high school. It was so, so amazing. And during that week, several surprises came my way. That's the power of bringing a focus to your life. So I suggest that you consider moving through any chaos in your life by creating your focus intention and decide how much time you want to spend. You want to explore it for a day, a week, a month, and then whatever length of time that is, every day or every night, preferably in your journal, record any moments that aligned with your intention. Because recording those moments honors your acts of creation, and it helps you move through doubts. It helps you see the evidence of your real power. So remember, it's also important to look for the subtleties. Sometimes our intentions are drawing in evidence for us, right? These acts of creation. And sometimes that evidence is really loud, like my best friend from high school, right, reaching out to me. That was pretty big. That's hard to miss. But the one with that beautiful man on the airplane, that very subtle gesture of asking for a blanket for me, that's kind of soft, perhaps in comparison. At least in my life, it felt soft in comparison. And I could have missed that blanket, but it was one of those sweet little surprises from the universe. So I encourage you to watch for the subtleties as your focused intention comes to life. Remember, the prescription is this: start each day by saying, I can't wait to see what is going to happen today. And you can reframe this now, whatever it is you're anticipating, your focused intention. What is that going to be? It might be the same as the prescription. It might be a little bit different. It might be your flavor, right? Mine was surprises. You might have another focus you want. And then take that intention, something you can state very clearly, very succinctly, one simple sentence you can remember, or two or three words you can remember. And let's take that intention, that focus intention, into the holding meditation. Holding takes you into your subconscious mind and into a theta trance state where you have the greatest influence for making change. So decide on what focus intention you want to bring into your life for a while and take this intention into meditation with you. All right, I'll see you in the holding meditation.